News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. Colin's back. It's 7:56 on the line with us. From the Lubbock Heritage Society, we have Gretchen Scott. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, we got a couple of minutes, so let's cut to the chase pretty quick.
Sure.
I guess Mr. Isom, Clayton Isom, is a developer and is in the process of the acquisition of the property where the Godbold sits, and you guys are concerned that he's going to tear that down and build a hotel. What's the problem there?
Well, we have so few historic buildings left in Lubbock. We're a young city, and we need to preserve our history, and we've lost a lot of really great buildings, and that particular property has a very strong tie with Lubbock's history. I believe it's the second hospital in Lubbock, the foundation for the Covenant Health System now, and we just don't want to lose any more of our heritage. The time to preserve it is now. You can't do it 100 years from now when they're all gone.
What started the concern with Isom purchasing this property?
Well, he has indicated earlier that he was going to attempt to build a high-rise chain hotel there on that property. And that is what started our concern.
Did he make any comments about yesterday's event?
Not that I have heard. He hasn't made any to us directly, and I don't believe he's made any to any other media.
Okay.
Hmm. That's kind of interesting. Here's what I'm thinking. Now, I get that you guys are concerned about the heritage and the culture and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah, it's my birthplace.
Yes, many people's birthplaces.
But let me ask you something. You know, if you buy a piece of property and you buy it, I mean, people don't buy property for any other reason than to invest. Now, some people may buy things just to buy them, just to have them if they're extremely wealthy, and I get that. But if you're buying something for an investment, I mean, you know, I understand that you guys are concerned about all this stuff, but if the guy buys the property as an investment, he wants to build a hotel, you know, just playing devil's advocate, what's wrong with that?
Well, like I said, we're losing a part of our history, and there's a huge move across the country for adaptive use of historic buildings, and there are many historic hotels across the country, and they are extremely popular, and some are even a tourist destination, like in Marfa.
Very quickly, can you tell us how we can get on board if we want to help save the Godbold?
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds.
Well, join the Lubbock Heritage Society and keep up your fabulous media coverage of what's going on.
All right, thank
and
you
I think
very much.
There's a website, too.
There's a website, yes.
SaveTheGodbold.com?
Yes, that's it.
All right, thank you, Gretchen Scott, Lubbock Heritage Society.
You bet.
Good morning, it's 7:59. We're going to keep you in touch.